We're back with more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Alverno Presents has made a lasting mark on Milwaukee's performing arts scene. For 57 years, the presenting organization has worked out of the Alverno College campus to bring innovative modern dance companies, world-class jazz, and world music to Milwaukee audiences.
But the show is about to end. The final performance under the Alverno Presents umbrella happens tomorrow evening at the Pittman Theater. Alverno College is no longer able to financially support the series, and ticket sales alone can't fully cover the operating costs.
David Ravel has been director and programmer of Alverno Presents since 2003. On his watch, Alverno Presents started Global Union, brought in luminaries of the modern dance world like Trisha Brown and Milwaukee native Liz Luhrmann, and made sure American legends like Broadway star Barbara Cook had a performing home here.
Ravel joins us in the studio now to look back on Alverno Presents' legacy, which he says began well before he took the helm.
What Sister Laura Lampe founded with Alverno Presents in 1959 was extraordinary and totally in keeping with the model and behavior of the school sisters of St. Francis, who of course founded Alverno College. They just get it into their head that there's something that has to happen and they don't ask for permission. They just go ahead and do it. And that is what Sister Laura did when she founded Alverno Presents in 59. She was already in her mid-60s at that point, at a point where a lot of us are thinking about wrapping things up.
Oh, it's time to go travel and retire and
exactly.
Be on the beach.
No, yeah. she had other ideas. And what motivated her was how can we bring things to Milwaukee in terms of the performing arts that wouldn't otherwise be here. And at that time, there was a lot that wasn't here. And Sister Laura filled a very prominent void within the cultural ecology.
So when you took it over, from that legacy, looking at what she had done, what were you hoping to do when you first started?
One of the things that we looked at in a very specific way was what does Alverno Presents need to fill in when I started in 2003? Obviously, that's something that's very different than what Sister Laura was looking to fill in 1959. There was no need for us to present classical music because that was being very well represented here. There was no need for us to present touring theater because there's a very rich theater scene in Milwaukee. So after some thought and some consultation with a lot of people in town, we made an initial choice to focus our programming on jazz, world music, and contemporary dance. And that evolved over the past 13 years, but that's pretty much where we started from. And with the idea that if we weren't doing these things, they would be neglected. And we thought this was something that shouldn't be neglected.
So now that it's coming to an end, I mean, what's going to happen with that? Do you think there are other places in town that are picking up that slack, or are we just not going to see some of those great jazz people that you've brought in and some of those wonderful contemporary dance companies that you've brought in?
I think contemporary dance is going to take the biggest hit. The infrastructure that is needed to present significant touring dance companies is not here, certainly not in Milwaukee proper. Sherilyn Wilson Center does some of that stuff out in Brookfield. Kohler Art Center does some of that stuff out in Sheboygan. But within Milwaukee proper, that will not be happening.
And have you been talking to folks about trying to like pass this, even though Alverno Presents is ending? Are people trying to pick up the mantle in some ways?
There are some things that are being picked up and taken elsewhere. A lot of what I've been doing the past couple of months is finding places for certain projects that we have started to land. One thing that will be continuing is the Uncovered series. We'll be taking those to Turner Hall. We are planning two for next year, and there will be two next year. Classic will be looking at the catalog of Michael Jackson, January 2017, and in April 2017, Tariq Moody and Dave Wake will be not just looking at Stevie Wonder, but specifically the album Songs in the Key of Life, which it's the 40th anniversary of that album. So,
which just makes me feel really old because I have it on I have it on vinyl.
I have it on vinyl too, but that's okay. That just speaks to our good taste.
I suppose.
Yeah.
I suppose not our age, but our
never,
good taste.
Never.
So when you look back at the 13 years that you helmed this, what do you think was the thing that you did the best? What are you most proud of?
I think we were able to bring work to the community that wouldn't have happened otherwise. And I think one of the ways that we did that is we listened to artists very carefully and believed in their vision, thought that their vision was something that we needed to pay attention to, that the community needed to pay attention to, and that the most important thing that we could offer those artists is to listen to them very carefully and do our best to support that vision. When I started in 2003, it was clear that we were going to be continuing this legacy of presenting dance. And I knew nothing about dance. I was terrified at the prospect of presenting dance in a semi-intelligent way. And I talked to a lot of people, one of whom is Ivan Sagoda, who is kind of a renowned figure in American dance. He, as an agent, as a maker of policy supporting dance in this country, he's based in New York. And I met Ivan very early on. And I said, what do I do? What do I read? How do I go about this? Tell me. And he said, just go to dance. Just go see an awful lot of dance. There's nothing you can read. There's nothing anybody can tell you. The only meaningful experience you will ever have that will serve you is go see a lot of dance and talk with a lot of choreographers and dancers. So the first year that I was at Alverno Presents, I probably saw more dance that year than I had in my entire life prior to that. And was seeing this with really great anxiety because I didn't know how to put into words what I was seeing, and I wasn't confident in how to make good choices. And at one point, when I was watching the Tricia Brown Company in New York, something just cracked open inside of me, and all the questions and anxiety that I had been bringing to this process were just irrelevant. Something opened up in me that made me available to that work. And that was a turning point for me, both as an audience and as a presenter. And I've always credited Tricia Brown as being my gateway drug for dance.
That's a pretty good gateway drug.
It's not a bad one at all. I'm also really proud that she is the company that we brought the most times to Milwaukee. We were able to present them 3 times over the past 13 years.
One of the things that, I think about the legacy that Alverno Presents is going to leave, the hole in the community, in the cultural community here, is, how are we, unless we go to New York or Chicago or L.A. or something, how are we going to see these folks?
Well, what folks are we talking about? Because one of the things that has become increasingly important to me over the years is the hegemony that coastal artists, especially East Coast artists, have over our cultural discourse. And one of the things that has motivated me is this strong belief that important work is being made everywhere. And it's not important by virtue of its geography. It's important by the quality of the attention that the artists are applying to their work and their practice. And that happens everywhere. And we've been working hard to identify that work and bring that here. And there's a lot of that work happening in Milwaukee, especially with music. I think what's happening with music here is very, very interesting. And work is being made that's specific to a northern Midwestern point of view that is important and warrants our attention. I think if there is any way that audiences can follow up on this Alverno Presents legacy, it would be by paying closer attention to what's in our own backyard.
Is there anything that you wish you could have accomplished that you didn't get to do?
I have always been of the belief that what we did was available to everyone, that you didn't need special knowledge. Like the special knowledge I was referring to that I thought I needed for dance, that was a huge obstacle for me in taking that on, and just the discovery that, no, I didn't need to know history and theory in order to have a deep experience with that kind of performance. It has always been a belief of mine that what we did was available to everyone. And I think to some degrees we were successful with that, certainly with Global Union, which was 10 years in Humboldt Park, thousands of people coming to that and having a good time with music that was definitely outside of their daily practice. I think we had some success generally with making people feel welcomed at things outside of their immediate frame of reference. I, of course, would like to feel that we did better with that. And maybe we did. Maybe, you know, we measure these things incrementally.
And you're also looking at it from the inside, too.
I don't have any other place to look
exactly
at it from.
Exactly. You know, so it may be to other people, you know, to look at the legacy in a different way and say, you know, yeah, you actually did.
And not just who we brought in, but how we connected that with the community and sort of making that work a little more available and making people feel that you don't need to be smart in a certain way to see something. I would like to feel that people would feel included in these conversations. And to a degree, I think we got there, but I think there's always progress that can be made in that regard.
So what's next for you? Are you taking a long-deserved break?
I'm going on a road trip in June, my Jack Kerouac-esque road trip.
Excellent.
I've been working on bringing some of the projects that we had started for next season elsewhere. The Uncovered shows, which is one of the things I'm really proud of for a number of reasons of how it involved Milwaukee musicians in looking at the Great American Songbook catalog and expanding our understanding of what does that mean. The two shows we were planning for next year will be going to Turner Hall. There was a project, a commission I was looking to do with a Chicago musician named Jamie Fennelly, which I've been looking for a place for that to land. And in the process of doing that, I have become his next project's project manager. His piece is called Bellowing Sun. It's going to premiere at Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago in autumn of 2017, or it will have a performance there in 2017. We don't know yet if it will be the first one because we're still putting together the tour for that. And then there's some other opportunities that we're looking at that we might be able to talk about soon, just not this morning.
Okay. But it sounds like you still have lots and lots of ideas and things that you want to accomplish.
And things that I want to accomplish in Milwaukee. My wife and I moved here in 97. she was a military brat, so she just took to places right away. It took me longer than that. I like to tell people that really when Trader Joe's opened, I really felt comfortable. I thought, oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm home now.
I'm going to be able to do this. This is fine. And I do feel very rooted in Milwaukee and feel that there are people here that I love deeply. And there would be a big hole in my heart if I were away from them. So what I'm looking to do is continue the work here. And I am fortunate in that there are some really nice opportunities coming my way.
Well, we are so happy that you have been here. Thank you so much for all the work on El Verno Presents, and best of luck with all the new things coming along. Take that long-deserved break.
Yeah, planning on it.
Get a little refreshed, and then when you're ready to talk about stuff, come back and let us know.
I promise.
All right, David Ravel, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bonnie.
David Ravel has been the director of El Verno Presents since 2003. The Performing Arts Series presents its final show Saturday night at the Pittman Theater on the El Verno campus. There's more information at WUWM.com.